talking with Lenny Sanroque. Mm-hmm. From tell us where you're from.
I'm from the Philippines. Kind of complicated. I am from the Philippines, but living in Thailand for 21 years.
Okay. And you are, I mean, you are CEO of the Association of Asian Confederation of Credit Unions. I mean, that's a mouthful of a title there. Does that fit on your business card?
Yes, that is right. I work for the Confederation. It's a regional networking body for credit unions in Asia. We work with 22 countries and 36,000 credit unions, 39 million individual members.
That's a lot. Yes, that is a lot on your plate.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure you're well capable of doing all that. I mean, we've already talked before for the Global Women's Leadership Network, and you did a fantastic job there. And we look forward to releasing the whole video at some point. But just let's get to the conference here. What are you hearing in the hallways? What are people talking about? What's the buzz? What are you hearing?
Okay, I think there's a lot of people that I'm talking to. They are very interested with the subjects that relate to their credit union. One of that is, of course, I am promoting the digital platform.
Yeah.
So we got a good turnout in our session. And I think this is something new that credit unions can, you know, preserve their identity rather than using private companies in providing digital financial services.
Interesting. I haven't heard that take before. Tell me more about this. Can you give a quick summary on what this is all about? I mean, this is an interesting angle.
Okay. Credit unions right now are challenged because we have what we call now fintechs. Fintechs are IT companies that are very innovative, very creative. Mm-hmm. They do not need to hire, I mean, they do not need to have the full financial services people in there, but they can provide financial services by using technology. Everybody wants now to be mobile. Everybody now wants to do all the, you know, their own lifestyles using their mobile phones.
Right.
And what is interesting now is that many credit union members are using this. And if this is continue to happen, then credit unions is like, you know, members are joining and using these services and siphoning the credit union resources because members' money will be, you know, moved to that fintechs.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
Yes. Like, for example, I don't want to say any name, but I am sure that in your mobile application, you can do anything what you want. You can buy things. You can pay your bills. You can move money from another person, transfer money, and that's about it. So the payment platform that we are doing in Asia is a breakthrough. Because this is going to be owned by credit union.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we are offering payment platforms. Payment platform meaning is that members can download our application to their phone, and they using that application, they can pay their bills.
Oh.
So, you know, we are operating in Asia. Imagine that a member of credit union in Nepal living in a mountain would not have to, I mean, he or she will not walk anymore 2 hours to the town to pay electricity bill. And just right there in the top of the hill, open the phone, connect to internet, and pay the bills.
And I complain if I have to drive 10 minutes to my branch.
Yeah,
now, this is a whole different story when you're on top of a mountain, but you have a cell phone and you can pay your bills from there.
Yes, I'm exaggerating, but that's the situation in Asia.
Totally see that happening.
Yes.
But there's many people that walk hours and hours to a grocery store to get water, to go to their financial institution, a credit union in this case, but this makes it so much easier. And to have credit unions backing this and providing it, that's even better than what we call the disruptors out there that are going to be.
You're right. So I think what we only have to do is that credit unions should be cooperating among each other because we have the numbers and we are working in the community. We know the people. We know that the people need these services. So I think credit unions can be competitive. Credit unions can enhance its services and become relevant to its members. Yes.
What have you learned here that you're going to take back to your job when you get back in a few days? What have you learned here? What do you want to accomplish?
Oh, yes. I like the keynote speeches particularly on IT, on technology. Mm-hmm. And I also saw some other payment platforms like the MasterCard. You have a MasterPay. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I could take away to reinforce our message to our members that we really need to go for this because this is now the time. Yeah. It's not tomorrow. It's today.
Yep. Great message to end on. I have one more question for you.
Yes.
What is your favorite thing about Ireland?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Titanic Museum.
Okay. Yeah. Me too.
Yes.
All right, Lenny, thank you so much.
You're most
well done.